The Port Hyden Native Council is finalizing the purchase and shipping details for more than 60 reindeer from the communities in Stebbins and St. Michael. That's according to Native Council member John Christensen.
We contacted people up in Stebbins and St. Michael's to buy some reindeer. We're going to buy 64, so we are in the process of building crates to haul them down on DC-3, 10 crates at a time. Two reindeer in each crate.
The current owners of those reindeer are waiting for a good freeze-up in order to capture and crate the animals, according to Christensen. On the receiving end, Port Hyden has already finished building a large holding pen.
We built the corral so we could herd them all up, and so when we bring them down here, they would have a place to go right away. So we get them all collared up and used to environment before we let them go down here.
There is a history of reindeer husbandry along the Alaska Peninsula and around Port Hyden, but Christensen says the village will likely bring in a Russian expert to teach reindeer herding skills to village members. The plan is to collar and release the reindeer to graze in the vicinity of the village like livestock and begin harvesting the meat as the herd grows to perhaps a few hundred animals. Christensen says the reindeer herd will provide food security for the village now and possibly a commercial enterprise later. Residents haven't been able to hunt caribou in the area around Port Hyden for almost a decade, as the state has given the herd time to rebuild. The Department of Fish and Game does say that caribou hunting in Unit 9E will likely be allowed in another year or two. Both Fish and Game and the Fish and Wildlife Service have each raised concerns about the plan to reintroduce reindeer into the area around Port Hyden. I'm Dave Benninger.